vote. Sorry about that.
Oh, you know what? You guys can't see my shorts in this, on this podium, can you? Stay up top now. I don't need that presentation on TV. All right.
Can you talk about the defensive line rotation and how that can benefit you? A lot of times people like to keep their best players on the field more, but this rotation is going to kind of mix it up a little bit.
Well, I think if you want your best players to play well over the course of the game, over the course of a season, you're going to need to rotate them a little bit. And we expect our guys to play wide open. We don't expect them to conserve any energy. And that's a very, very difficult thing to do. It's hard to rush the passer. It's hard to play the run. You got 700 pounds of guys pushing on you on every play in the run game. You have contact on every single play. Just makes sense for us. If we're going to play that way to have a good rotation, we have to trust the rotational players that they're going to go in and perform at a high level, regardless of when they're asked. But I've always compared it to, the bullpen in baseball. You know, it's hard. If you're a starter and you're pacing yourself, there's not many guys that can gas at 100 miles an hour. You're coming out of bullpen, you're throwing an inning, you can heat it up pretty good. And, we want to just keep rolling fresh bodies out there.
Have the backup guys earn your...
It's preseason. I like where we're trending. And I think that, I think you saw some... you saw some signs of that, but nothing matters until we get to the season. So, we'll see. But, they've been trending the right way in preseason and practice, but that doesn't matter right now.
Why did Eric Rowe become expendable?
You know, we were in a situation, I think the development of Jalen Mills had a lot to do with it. You know, Jalen was a seventh-round pick and really exceeded our expectations and probably anybody's expectations for him. We're looking at a situation where we're going to have four corners active. Jalen has played some nickel for us also. That really wasn't on Eric's plate. Eric worked really hard and, did everything we asked from him. We certainly wish him the best, but our personnel decided to, use him as an asset. And as coaches, we just deal with that and keep playing.
Was there ever a thought to move in the safety?
That's been, sort of a thought that was tried last year. And I think he's a corner.
How did he take the schematic changes? Did you ask him to press more than he typically had?
No, he's a good press corner. I mean, that's what his strengths are. Schematically, all those guys have taken to it.
So you are kind of short a corner. I mean, can you sustain that for the season, or do you expect...
On a game-by-game basis, we're not short. But like you said, we'll see how the season goes. I mean, it doesn't matter. Any position you think you're deep at, it's going to come a time where you're shocked at how thin you are. And, sometimes you're able to get through injuries or part of this game. We're a little bit thin right now. Not from a game basis. We'll be fine for Sunday. I mean, there's only so many guys you can take active into the game. But depth becomes certainly important as the season goes on and as injuries and other situations come to light.
Jim, what can defense do to make Carson Wentz's first start not be something where he has to be Superman?
I don't know. I think I don't know that we really look at it that way as defense. Our job is to go stop the opponent, not to take anything else, not to carry any other other flag other than going out and stopping RG3 and stopping Pryor and Joe Thomas and Barnage. I mean, they have some good players on offense, and we're going to have to play our very best to stop those guys and get off the field on third down, create negative plays, create turnovers. If we're getting off the field on third down, if we're creating turnovers, that's certainly going to help our offense.
Jim,
I think I'd go back to the same thing with the preseason. It's hard to read too much into the preseason, positive or negative. A lot of guys have taken different approaches in preseason. Coaches take different approaches in preseason. The proof is going to be the regular season, and we're only, we're not to the first game yet. So that story really hasn't been written yet, to tell you the truth.
Jim, how do you think Michael Bendix came back from his hamstring injury, and is his role going to change any?
Well, everybody's role is sort of fluid, depending on how they're playing, depending on injuries at other positions, depending on the opponent. What you're asked to do 1 week isn't necessarily what you're going to be asked to do every week, because you're going to tailor a plan for a specific opponent. He stayed active in the defense when he was hurt, which is difficult to do, but he's a veteran player, a young veteran player. We played him a little bit in the preseason, particularly late in some of those games, just to get him some play time, because he had missed so much time, early on in training camp. I think that helped him, to see two veteran guys out there like Tulloch and Kendrick in the fourth preseason game. But both of those guys needed that work. Both of them needed to, get a little closer to game shape because they had missed so much time.
Are you going to rotate at linebacker?
We had a lot of different packages at linebacker. We have four linebacker packages. We have three linebacker nickel. We have three linebacker base. We have different nickel sets. We have different dime packages. Each guy has a little different purpose in all of those. So you'll see a lot of packages with different linebackers on the field.
The rotation kind of didn't allow him to get in a rhythm. Do you have to take that in account, too, that a rotation could negatively affect some of these guys?
Yeah, I wasn't here last year, so I really don't know, how that played out. But, I view using guys with their particular talents as a positive. I view keeping guys fresh over the course of a season and over the course of a game as a positive. It's up to the players to perform.
Jimmy, what's the biggest challenge that the Browns offense presents?
I think first you got to start with some of the read option stuff that they do. And we expect him to run a lot. They ran some of it in the preseason. He had a couple big gainers in the preseason. So you have to account for the quarterback. They're very good at taking deep shots. You saw that in the preseason. Prior, Gordon's not playing in this game, but he made a couple plays for him. That's what their offense is. They run a lot of unbalanced line. They run a lot of extra offensive linemen at tight ends to try to assist their running game. Those are all challenges for us defensively and things that we're going to have to work very hard to stop.
And last season, your defense led in rushing, in points, in interceptions.
What was it, preseason?
In preseason. But can the confidence that your players will get from that, can that carry over into a week one? Or do you think it's a complete clean slate and it really doesn't matter?
On my bio, does it say anything about preseason stats anywhere? Yeah, I don't carry those with me, man. I think it goes to what we talked about with the defensive line and what we saw from some of those guys. Yeah, there's positive signs. Yeah, I think we've shown signs that we can execute the schemes and we're trending in the right direction. But let's not start getting ahead of ourselves. We got a lot of work to do, and it's a long season. And how we perform, there's going to be no asterisks and say, yeah, they were crappy this year, but they played really good in the preseason. I mean, any of you guys going to write that? I'm not going to put that on my wall, believe me. Somebody else was over here.
In the past 6 weeks, what do you learn about Fletcher Cox
that you get from watching film? Not a whole lot. He's really good on film, and he continues to be a really good player. He's a difficult matchup one-on-one. He plays to run well, plays to pass well. There's a reason we gave him all that money. It's not because he fits a certain scheme or anything else. He's just a really good player.
Does that line stands out about Carson Wentz working opposite of him? And have you noticed anything developmental-wise in the months since he was acquired?
Man, I'm just trying to farm my own land. let me just stay with the defense. I think we can help any quarterback by keeping the score down. We can help any quarterback by giving them good field position. We can help any quarterback by giving them the ball back, whether it's a third down stop or red zone stop, whatever it is. And I think that's the part that we're going to play. We need to worry about our own selves, and we need to worry about stopping the opponent and not really worry about too much of what's happening on the other side of the ball. There's always going to be things. We'll score points. We might turn the ball over. Our job is to go out and get them stopped regardless of what happens.
Are you ever brought into the conversation with Doug will come to you and say, this is what I want you to throw at Carson this week versus last week, et cetera?
Well, we talk about a lot of things as a staff. I don't think it's right to talk about any of those things in this setting.
You look at the defensive line as a group that you really want to kind of set that tone on Sunday for you guys as a defense?
That is part of their job. They need to be tone setters, and that's one of the reasons we need those guys playing wide open. You know, they have to be, their mode has to be running every play from a pursuit standpoint, stopping the run, creating negative plays, getting after the passer. It's a very difficult thing to do. But when we're playing well, that'll be the engine that, that'll keep us going.
Thanks, Coach. You've had dominant.
What's up?
All right.